Welcome to The Last Supper, your weekly podcast about art in Asia. I'm your host, Oscar Venhuis. Every weekend I sit down and release an episode bringing new perspectives and engaging dialogues with emerging and established artists, galleries, curators and collectors in Asia. Learn more about art in Asia with Christie's Education in-person and virtual art courses, gallery visits and webinars. Visit Christie's Education website and enter all in capital letters LASTSUPPER15 to enjoy a 15% discount. The website link and discount code for Christie's Education can also be found in the description of this podcast. In today's episode, I sat down with Cambodian-based artist Khwai Somnang, who talks about his work titled Calling for Rain, which is a work that consists of a video installation but also multiple sculptures that are inspired by the Rimker, the Cambodian version of the poem Ramayana. We talked about ecology and the impact of urban development, the critical role of animals in the Chong community, and Steve Salapak, an art collective committed to re-evaluating and preserving Cambodian history, as well as exploring the connections and visual practices that were disrupted by the civil war of the Khmer Rouge regime. Good evening, Khwai Somnang. How are you today?
Yeah, today is good.
Where in Asia are you calling from?
I'm in Phnom Penh, Cambodia.
And you have a home studio, if I'm not mistaken.
I work from home because I have daughter, so they're gonna come back from school. So I mean that during she in the school, we are working, and mostly like I work outside. But this time after COVID, we are adapt to work inside, and then of course I experiment some sculpture, like handmade. So I mean that is can work home, but also keep thinking the new story, telling story and with performance as I did before.
When I look at your work, some of your pieces are rather large, or very large in fact. Even the very large pieces, you create them in your home studio as well.
Yes, so you can see that graduate modern painting from fine art school in Cambodia. But during that time, I also study like workshop class a year for photograph, and give me something like different of painting, but still paint, but just different paint without brush and color. We use light. So yeah, when I starting to know digital and learning like performance body, so I combine together, and that why mostly that my practice of work, this thing about the studio is mean my studio in size specific. We go out performance size specific, where happen, where is a problem, where is a land right, human right, yeah, environment changing, that it is my studio. So I go out and go their place and learning situation, learning from area, different area, and then the idea or concept starting what I gonna doing. Yeah, and mostly like you can see early I use my body perform in the leg side. Yeah, I put a rubber man on my in the rubber plantation, and later I have some another idea to do work with collaboration with dancer of a body, but a shooting. I'm a shooting and I'm the right it and collaboration with dancer later, and then I used to be with some sculpture to people wear it like animal with one project that in relative with the environment in the forest and jungle. So this is the idea starting, and the back to your question, where is the studio? Mostly outside, but of course now when I made some mask, some sculpture, it means that I made in rooftop of my house. But the real of the work after you see the result of the video is mean that we go out for shooting, of course. But now I try to make something that sculpture that work at home. Yeah, so something another new work. Yeah.
The first project I want to explore with you is a work that you created about 2 years ago in 2021 and is titled Calling for Rain. This consists of a video installation but also multiple sculptures that are inspired by Rimker, the Cambodian version of the poem Ramayana. If I'm not mistaken, the story includes three main characters. The first one is Kiri, or the monkey. The second one is Konke, the fish. And the last character is Aki, the fire dragon. What can you say about this work, Calling for Rain?
Yes, yeah, so of course, that give me step by step to develop up like poetry with Ramayana, because I'm like a modern painting. And of course, I work with collaboration with dancer. They all through like Black and Long work in 2016-17, and then I worked with Purple in 2018-19. So I mean that to this very contemporary dance and very traditional dance to female that. So I mean that is all both of them have been trained of related with Ramayana story. So of course, step by step, I start to have my poem that related with land rights and human rights or political in Cambodia. And then of course, with that, I inspired of Ramayana story is for me, I saw something related with political. I saw a lot environment, how literature, like combine of nature, adapt together, they are give me to think about now. They have the role, giant role. They have a god, represent of god, the represent of people. But always giant and the god always fighting, you know? So for me, it calling for an of story that I inspired of Ramayana story. It's for my, it kind of, this a lot of talking with environment, how environment change and how with, why environment change in relative with political. So, yeah, so I can say about Calling for Rain is the one that work I work most, that challenged me, that work 17 dancer in one film, and like frame work to frame to frame connecting each other. We can tell about like relative like three character of the work is important in the story. One, the fish, you know already, like moment that the regression of water, and the monkey is a giant monkey role is a regression they live in forest, and the fire dragon is a regression of kind of a giant or dragon of maybe from a big a power, you know, in like regression of fire. So you can see that it's a fire dragon in the first step, that a monkey just come down from the tree and they found one beautiful, a pretty fish that had been locked in the water, in the rock. So monkey pity the fish and they collect the fish, holding to put a devourer. And this transform, this fish transform to a moment of beauty that they fall in love with each other. But in like talking about the fire dragon, he fly so far from another country, that fly from South Sea China. And they found one village is beautiful. They have beautiful beach, beautiful nature. So he come down to live this village. But not so long, this fire dragon collect all the villagers to hold the rock, blocking the river. And we can see the reality of now is water, drying, hot, and all villagers nearly die. But inside of that, the monkey feels strong and think that, no, we need to say something. We need to use our vocal voice to connecting to the god, to drop the water, to again with fire dragon. After we lecture, hear the voice of the monkey, and they are starting one by one, get up, and they use their voice together. And then you can see in the last film, the fire dragon disappear after raining. And at the end is all villager, all the farmer live together by peace. So they sing one song, the music and call song of Cambodia of land. Land of Cambodia. Yeah, it kind of that this is seem like for me a circle of life, it's environment. It's like that. It's about ecology. It's not about the power. It's about ecology. We need each other. And also my philosophy that I think that I still keep is we are together, we can change something. Yeah, we should combine together and we need to change something. We want to do something. I think this is just like the part of Ramachana's story, the moment in Sotavanmacha is a moment with the monkey, Hanuman, that during the prince come to help princess in Lanka, the giant islands, they need to floating the rock to make a bridge to the giant country. But the moment don't understand that why they collect the rock down. The monkey come in the water and they understand each other. But after understand each other, they fall in love each other too. You know, this is. But you can see the rock also, that the rock, floating rock on the land to the island is floating. But for my work, in quite like now, another floating rock that is floating in the river, but it's not about like floating the Ramachandra, but it's kind of not floating, holding that it drops in the river to add energy in quite like that. And also, yeah, in the fire dragon, like I say, like a revision of a giant, you know, like what is giant, what is this, but for Cambodian or for Asia or for, I think, Europe, all they believe or they think they have dragon, but it's our in my film is a big giant fly from South Sea China, so I don't know where they from, but many dragon come to our village.
Since this is a podcast, do you mind describing the work of Calling for Rain as well?
So if the imagination of the how is a moment, how is a monkey, how is fire dragon, character you look like after you listen my story. Yeah, if the imagination that I work the mask, make mask by woven vine. The vine is called fishing vine, because they make a trap and for catching the fish. That's why this one is the name of fishing one. And then I make a shape of like abstract or like look like a fish, you know, fish or monkey. You can see like it look like your imagination is like a monkey. It's a monkey and the actor act like monkey. And a moment is dancing like a traditional dancing, like look like a tree, leaf, flower, fruit, something like a finger, beautiful, and then like apsara. And the monkey is action monkey. But the fire dragon, you can see like maybe not like uncle dragon. Uncle snake in Uncle Ward, or maybe different in European dragon have wind, and maybe in different in Asia or like Chinese dragon they can fly. No, I create another dragon. You can imagination what a dragon mean, what different type of dragon, but it is some type of dragon. But the fire dragon, this dragon eye is a red color. I put a red color, but I select one of dancer. It have a bit giant, a big man, you know, like that. And sometimes like look like he done like funny, but he in the film that I bring them fly from Southeast China, and I put the one up the bed, stand on the ocean in the sea, and floating up there, and then we shooting, and he action, he's so happy, look like he floating on the sea, or he look like he fly on the air, something like that. But it's sometimes in the reality of the film, I used to be in the middle part, the calling for rent, that I use all the villager of animal, have monkey, deer, crab, and a fish, all together, crocodile also, and lie down on the land that nearly die in dry land and covered by soil. And also, yeah, it's a, I make a rain. It rain and we put like pump, water pump, and put a rain. It's just for 100 centimeter for my film. I used to be, I'm not Hollywood. I'm not much have budget. I try to do low budget. And with my team, I try to do anything. And especially when the whole year, I record when the cloud thing nearly raining. I need to record it. I record all rain, some rain. Yeah, and also I used to be a whole year, like in the last part that you can see is a rice season, is a real rice season. I buy a whole one block of the rice. I reserve that, I'm gonna pay that. And so, and I shooting first. Because it's a, when I starting the idea, we are starting because whole year we're gonna be no rain season, no rice season. So I need to do again before that. So need in the back, it depends, you know, when I need to wait in dry season, I need to find a rice season. Try to use all the material around. Like I say, I'm not Hollywood that I can like effect or something, no. I don't have money to pay them to grow in the dry season and make a rice for me, no. Mean that flexible, yeah. So it's real reality, yeah. And co-craft together and develop together, some add some song later. You know, it mean that a whole year keep testing, experiment, and doing by step by step, yeah.
What was striking about this work, or what stood out for me, was the backdrop or setting of the photographs. While most of them were photographed in a natural setting, one piece is with a single performer on the foreground who is appeared to be surrounded by water against the backdrop of a city skyline. What can you say about this work?
Yeah, so that relative environment, that one part that you can see that how the human, for me, how to human love, respect with nature. Of course, even the development, I mean develop, they need, all country need develop. But the more that I want to say something that when you have development, but what the philosophy of, I think that how much human loves, respect nature. And now we can see the reality that alarm, that climate change. What is climate change mean? And also it mean already happened that nature come back, fighting back. So I mean how this, you can see that people love to development, so better life, okay? But something between the nature and human, they love, respect each other. So for my, I would love to say something that the nature come to the city and they, what happened, they thinking of the city. And you can see a reality, Cambodia starting to have the sky building, like kind of move the tree, change to like kind of three cement, I kind of saw, like three cement or something like that, or four cement or something like that. Like, it's a reality that I say, like, how I capture of a landscape now for my work, that I'm not paint, I'm not draw, I'm not concrete it, but I just film it. I tell her a scouting location related to what happened in and now in Cambodia or in the world that about concern about climate change. Yeah.
The water that I see in this photograph, is that the Mekong River in Cambodia?
Yeah, so you can see that it's on time that I can quite like it's about geography of the Mekong River. In Royal Palace, in the Royal Palace that and where the city is called in Chattomuk. Chattomuk it means four river. We have Mekong from Tibet to six countries like Laos, Vietnam, Cambodia, Thai, and Cambodia, Vietnam, you know, like that. So, but in Cambodia, we have one of heart of Cambodian. Cambodia is the lake side called Tonle Sap Lake. Yeah, that means the Tonle Sap Lake. And then after the Tonle Sap Lake, they go to Basak River. Go to the sea too, and also Mekong Low, Mekong go to Mekong Delta, then in Vietnam too. Yeah, so I mean that four river. So, but it mean that you can see the river, one look like a water, right? One is clear water. This is on time when the high season of raining, the Mekong high Mekong come go to the city, and the water go to the lake. After the low water, the water move out from the Tonle Sap Lake to the city back and go to Mekong, low Mekong and also Basak River. But you can see these two colors come together, don't cross each other. And for my, it's perfect for my and kind, quite up environment of political changing, how they come together, how it seems. Yeah, I feel like it seems like it's nature and also a political thing of my how culture development and how relationship of development relationship with the thing, you know, like many things that. So yeah, then when we found that in a river and then starting, okay, going to shooting that time, no bet. Sometimes I think that betting a gold spot, and also you can see that something a bit sad, right? I need to rent one boat to float. The fire dragon always difficult in the sea and also in the boat, and two people need to have the bag on the top of concrete. And for don't shake, you know. Why? Because I think that is around this area they used to develop with a small island, and they move rock and move sand, come to develop this island, become bigger and bigger. And of course, if they don't allow of all who have want to film it, but I say like I'm a tourist. And we rent one boat and we shooting my dancer dancing on the boat, look like a model or giant, yeah, kind of that. And then I say like, oh, stop here, shooting here, you know, and then just stop here. And we spend like kind of half day for shooting day and then go home. Yeah, and because I don't have a land to how shooting in front of that, I need to have one boat. Yeah.
That's a really amusing behind the scenes story that I wasn't aware of. And I did notice that the horizon was somewhat off. But at the time, I asked myself, why is this slightly slanted? But now I realize it was taken from an unstable boat.
Yeah, because they're gonna strain me and what I doing on the land. Or just sometimes when we are go around, I want a boat around the island, they say no. The boat owner say, no, they are down low, the boat go by closer. I said, okay, we shoot out by a bit further. And you can see environment and what is happen in Mekong River, and they move the sand too much, and how they use the sand for development, selling, go out, and selling out, and also, and then something like, I don't know, ecology of water changing. maybe from North Mekong, the High Mekong goes through the lake, not to go to the lake side. You mean because you know like this, there's a well like this in the underground, but even the deeper, the high water and gonna go through it to the sea. And this is something, I don't know, is something changed. Yeah, I don't know, bad or good, I don't know, but like something changed and should be thinking about.
I have a small favor to ask that will make a big impact. The Last Supper is offered to you at zero cost. And if you like this show about art in Asia, give this podcast a star rating or subscribe to this podcast channel. Many thanks and let's continue. Another project I want to discuss with you is the Priya Kung Long. I'm not sure if I pronounced it correctly, that you made in 2019, which was created, if I'm not mistaken, in response to a large construction project to build dams across the country that would impact many communities, but also the natural environment. What can you say about this project, Priya Kung Long? And maybe let's begin with who the Chong community is.
Yeah, we call Chong community, and Chong it means that he's one community that very close with Cambodia. They are indigenous, right? I mean they close with, and also they live in the rainforest. They call Karamaun Mountain, and if we say from the global awareness, or they say that is rainforest biggest in Southeast Asia. They survive by nature. They speak another hard to understand. But if we are very easy, like different another in the north of Cambodia, because in north of Cambodia, their language so different. But in Chong, some, like example, like buffalo. Buffalo, Khmer say, kro bay. And Chong say, kro bu. Ay and u. Just a bit different, a bit that, and so, and of course, they know exactly geography of their, how they find where is the rainforest, where is a spirit tree, where is spirit forest, where is the kind of all they are know, this is like their home, you know. So my more go through my work that why I come to this village, of course, like I tell early, if I want to know, I should go. And mostly my studio everywhere, you know. And of course, and this area have been starting protest. Then I say like, what in mean protest? What, why they protest? And this around, if we are imagination from capital of city Phnom Penh, we need to spend like 230 kilometers, and go deep in the jungle, 60 kilometer by hard road. You know, sometimes we walk, something like motorbike broke or like a sticky red soil, you know, like sometimes we saw like the feet elephant just grow this. And I think all the coal in Cambodia doesn't know that Arang village have in Cambodia because we don't know. They look like they are in the very deep jungle. When they starting to people know by NGO, by new, they think about this village have been planning to make them in there. And people, community start to know and understand about that plan. And they start to block the road. Don't want to company to go into research or bring excavator or something, equipment go to their community. Give me learning from that. But that's why I say they are not only save their community, not only protect their community, but they protect their food, their home, and also they protect for our environment in the world. What do you think if their community lost? And what do you think? This is question of mine. And then the one word that I learned from them, very important for my and for important for the world, for the people. They have their rule their habit. Each family, they believe and respect different anymore. The question to me, I said, why? They say, when their old generation tell their story about, but this is relative to their community, their old generation. Sometimes when they go to jungle to find the stuff, they could not find the way back home. They could not find the water. But after they hear the sound of the bird or footprint of animal, they understand the animal know exactly where the way back home or the way go to find water. Big or small, they're gonna find the water. After they follow up that sound of the bird or footprint of animal, they got survive. When they back home, they tell all generation this story. Please respect this people. Or maybe another family survived by rabbit, maybe they tell, please respect rabbit. Or maybe another one respect with a pig, they say, a pig help them, you know. And they tell not it. So I mean for me, as I'm a young, I am a guy from city, and it very touched me. How the people now that see the country development and they lost the respect with nature. For them, even they live like this, but the conversation all the time. They pray, they have something connecting, even they eat deer, but some other family respect deer. Quite like they respect food if they connecting the nature with them, with their family, they respect till now. This is the word that I very, what that I learned from that is a lot, a very meaning for the message for the world. We are low respect with nature.
When I listen to you, the natural environment and ecology is central to your work. Have you considered moving out of the city to the countryside to be closer to nature?
I think as much as I can, it's a good up for the world now. I wish I have a rich. I buy a land. I buy any land. I gonna grow the tree. Because it is the thing that everyone, if they love nature or want to help nature, should be have your own land and grow the tree. Because if political in the government or something we vet for who I have, it could not. If you have house, I live with a one flat house, but in front of my house, a lot of things green. I grow in the pot. I grow it. I mean that it's a help. I don't know that the question, I need to go to jungle to live. No, I think that important thing that I need to have a lot of things to do, sharing, learning. But the most thing, if I wish I'm billionaire, I buy a land and set the land, and then or even the land have been cutting the tree already, but 10 years, just 10 years, we grow a wild tree, it come back soon. You know, like this, that I, and then I can sell it. I can have it. So I mean, that is, I don't know why billionaire when I'm billionaire. But of course, I have a small back front yard. We have orchid. We have a dragon fruit. We have some flower tree. Yeah, and I don't know. I as much as this, I think that I hope everyone have 1 hectare of land and then grow tree together. And 1 million people, 10 million, 100 million, 1,000 million, we have hectare of land. And we are the same idea. We are the same thing and we grow. And then no one can cut your tree in your land, your private land. And then I think that really be for my future.
What is the significance of the name Priya Konglong?
The meaning of the Priya Konglong, quite like I tell about their believing. why I still keep believing in how they respect nature. As I'm like, how that I make me to think that I'm a city guy, go to the forest and understand they are respect animal, but the turn back to me and keep to seeing how the human lost respect with nature, you know. And also, like my video frame, you can see like mapping, right? Like mapping every beautiful waterfall. And quite like is my mapping is not corona mapping. This is emergency mapping. What do you think if you love beautiful nature like this?
What is the material of these sculptures? Is that bamboo?
No, not bamboo. It's a fishing vine. The vine.
Oh, fishing yarn. How fascinating. That seems to be a material you use a lot in your work.
Yes, it's a... because this, when I process of the mass of the sculpture of animal that we give a dancer wear it. I test different stuff like bamboo, rattan, and vine. But why I select this material to finalist of my work, because you can see that vine has some root and their skin like kind of animal skin. So it makes sense for me. It's not like make a beautiful bamboo as an animal. But for mine, it's easy for me to create and also relate to with the area, the concept, the thing that is fixing. I looked it and then feel makes sense for me. And then another rattan or bamboo. And then, yeah, this artwork is not only about beauty, right?
Let's also talk about Steve Salapak. And again, I'm not sure if I pronounce it correctly, but it is a art collective committed to reevaluating and preserving Cambodian history, as well as exploring the connections in visual practices that were disrupted by the civil war of the Khmer Rouge regime. You are a founding member. Can you speak more about this initiative?
Yeah, like I mentioned early that I study modern painting at Fine Art School. Also, I study a workshop class like 1 year photograph with a friend teacher. So that's why we found our collective study photograph together. And after we are studied our photo, after exhibition 1 year, final of workshop is, and what we're gonna doing and how we're gonna do for future thing and what do you think about. So we are seeing how if we are live together, if we are connecting together, we think that it's more we can learn, we can share networking, and we think that we want to do something where it's the next new generation. And also after you have a skill of photograph, we are gonna exhibition. The first of us, we are seeing that we are to make a gallery, because still Salapak and make gallery, so gallery. Yeah, after step by step we are seeing, how about we teaching? I'm teaching drawing, you know. If we are talking about Cambodia, about art, maybe people understand it's dancer, a singer, you know, it's not about visual art. Yeah. So have a chance study at the fine art school, even just only modern painting, but that I think that not all people that understand how to paint, how to draw. So I think that it should be starting that I know that this is because that time I'm very young too, you know. I think that okay, I teach them how to draw. And then step by step I upgrade about contemporary art for critical thinking. But the same time we are seeing that art class, and then we think that is not about the gallery. It is about how the art space, about to be experimental place. And this is how we learn, practice, doing, and develop together at the same time. And starting share network, example, because in my team, mostly I'm having chance to residency outside. I try to promote to our my program and try to invite some friend. No fee, no money. If you have a chance come to Cambodia, I'm gonna organize you a talk. And you gonna come to share a workshop. We invite Simoda, right? Simoda, like he's a performer. His performance in that he been share and impact to the Myanmar, Vietnam, Cambodia. I think the most thing that you can talking with a Vietnamese artist about performance, you're gonna be saw his name, and also Myanmar also, he's gonna saw hear this name, his name, CG Simoda, I think. Nipa performer. I don't know, I feel like he never contact him again, and because he's like moving around performance, but now I don't know where is it, because it's a bit, his age is a bit old too. So, and also I don't play Facebook much, so I don't know. So starting till now, like we can't believe how we doing, and bigger, I don't know how, but I mean that how we can survive and how we can create team more people. Yeah, as even I'm just founder, but I'm mostly that we have operation team that more than co-founder. They are practice and operation team. They do a lot of things now. Yeah, so a new generation and some of our students have been studying with us and come to our staff. And yeah, and all without all friends, supporters, we could not make it. But the same time, they same for trust us.
Kwai Samlang, I'm going to ask you the very last question, which is about your final supper. If you were to have your last supper, who would you invite and what would you discuss?
Oh, so deep. For me, I have my two dreams. So honestly, I want to maybe a general, but I don't know who, right? But I would like to want to in dinner with philosopher. If maybe I say maybe it's something like a Buddha or something like that, or maybe some literature, writing, Three Kingdom, you know, Three Kingdom. It's a hard question, you know, like many things happening. I can't tell that one. I can't tell one because I have a lot inside of that. I respect a lot of knowledge people. Even they are not, if they're not of a philosopher famous, I think, but it's mostly I respect the people who are, that I can learn from them. Doesn't matter famous or not famous, but the most thing that I can learn.
Many thanks for your time today, Kwai Samlang.
Thank you too.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of The Last Supper with Cambodian-based artist Kwai Samlang. If you like this show about art in Asia, you can support us by giving this episode a star rating and subscribing to this podcast. If you have any questions, suggestions, or wish to participate in this podcast, you can contact me on oscar@thelastsupper.asia. You can visit my website www.thelastsupper.asia as well, or contact me direct on Instagram @thelastsupper.asia.